Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and we have a powerful message for you on tonight. So we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to go right into the Word of God being preached by Prophetess Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
We thank you for this evening, Lord. We thank you for these fine people, Lord. We ask you to send your word tonight to the dying morning, Lord. Oh, my Father, let it go out, God. Let it break the heart of the minister. In the name of Jesus, bind up every evil spirit that seeks to hinder, my God. Move every ache and pain, Lord. Oh, my God, speak tonight, Lord. Let your will be done. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your PIN, please enter pound or hash. Thank you.
Thank you. And he's been found in his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that powerful message, serious message on tonight coming through Prophetess Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. I tell you, it's time for us to take heed to the word of God. Praise God. At this time, we're going to open the doors of salvation and to give anyone that don't know the Lord a chance to give your life to the Lord. And those who need strength and need a refilling, now is the time. Praise God. As we prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, we're going to ask that Pastor Sheila Hameen lead us in this prayer.
Let's put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord God, we come to you. We thank you for your word.
Yes, Lord,
tonight,
thank
Lord.
You for your word, Lord.
Thank you for your son, Lord Jesus. We thank you for having mercy on us, Lord. We
yes,
come
Lord.
To you, O God, humbling our hearts, Lord, asking you for mercy, O God. We
yes,
pray, Lord.
Lord
Jesus, that you'll look on those who have come right now, have repented in their hearts, opened
yes,
up
Lord.
Their hearts to receive you and to accept you as their personal Savior. Have
yes,
mercy,
Lord.
O God, and forgive us in the name of Jesus. Blot out transgressions, Lord. Wash away iniquities in the name of Jesus.
Name
Lord
of Jesus.
God, break up stony hearts. Rebuke the spirit of rebellion. We know
yes,
you're
Lord.
Able, Lord. Search our hearts, O God. Anything
yes,
that's not right, take it out right now.
Take it out, oh Lord.
Help the backslider to make it back, Lord, before it's too late. Help
yes.
them to return unto you. Oh, Lord, be merciful and help them to make it back. Give
help.
Them another chance, Lord. Give them a chance to repent and amend their ways in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to teach us your ways and how to walk in your statutes.
Well, yes.
Teach us, Lord, how to live holy so we can be ready when you call our name.
Yes,
oh, my
yes,
Lord, we're calling on you. We're waiting on you, Lord.
Waiting.
Bless us, Lord, while we're waiting. Touch, Lord, while we're waiting. We need guidance, oh, God. We need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will so that we can be found in your will, Lord.
Yes,
and when you return, that we will be found holy, oh God,
yes,
and
Lord.
Righteous before you. Oh, blessed Savior, be merciful and save dying souls. Send the Holy Ghost, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Let souls
yes.
be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
Lord, you're a miracle worker, and you're still working miracles. You're still working wonders, oh God, and we believe you tonight. We're taking back your word. We believe you for healing tonight. We believe you, oh God, for the sake of souls, for
yes,
deliverance Lord. Of the bound, Lord. We believe you, oh God, for more strength and more
yes.
power, Lord. We believe you tonight for encouragement.
Yes,
oh God. Bless your holy name.
Bless your
we
name.
Pray, Lord, that you'll remember everyone on the prayer list, Lord. Bless tonight with whatever they stand in need of. Lord God, let a special blessing come upon them and overtake them in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those who have a loved one, Lord, or someone dear to them. Have mercy, oh God. Give them comfort. Give them consolation. Be close to them, Lord, during this difficult time to
yes.
see them through, Lord, that only you can do it, Lord. Only
yes.
you can ease the pain of the heart. Only you, Lord, can put the pieces back together, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we are waiting on you, Lord. We are believing you tonight. We are trusting in you, Lord. But there's no other help we know. Nowhere else we can turn but to you, Lord. And we are asking you to remember us, oh God, and to be with us, Lord, to bless us, oh God, with the blessing that we stand in need of. And, Lord, help us to
help
search
us.
Our own souls
yes,
and
Lord.
To get anything that's not right, to get it right, Lord. We need your help. Lord
yes.
God, you know our heart. You know everything about us, Lord, for you made us. And, Lord God, you know our thoughts, even afar off. You
yes.
know everything, oh God. And we are putting everything, leaving all our cares on you. We are bringing all our burdens and leaving them down before you, oh God.
Yes,
we ask that you will have your way.
Have your way.
Let your holy will be with us, Lord. And let your presence remain with us always until we meet again. Lord, all of those who are listening tonight, bless them in a special way. And, Lord, we believe we have the petition
yes.
that we've asked in this prayer. And we give you thanks, oh God. We thank
you
for
thank
your
you.
Touch, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for blessing
thank
us,
Jesus.
We thank you for strengthening and encouraging us. We
thank,
thank
you
for everything you've done.
Thank
what
you,
Jesus. Doing right now, we
yes.
praise you. And we magnify you, Lord. We lift you up. We
oh,
give
Lord.
You glory.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord,
you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
All of these
glory
blessings
to
we
you,
ask
Jesus.
In the name of the Father, the Son,
thank
and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Praise him. Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Glory to you.
glory,
thank
glory,
you,
glory.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful prayer coming to Evangelist Amin. I tell you, very touching prayer that was prayed. I tell
Amen.
You,
yeah.
Get whatever you needed tonight. I thank God for the word of God, that anointed message that came to Evangelist Cynthia.
Yeah.
I want to encourage her to keep preaching the word of God and keep allowing the Lord to have his way. That word of God went out not only today, but last night it went out. And I thank God for it.
Yeah.
I thank God for what he's doing, for how he's blessing. And I encourage you to continue to do the will of God. And I encourage all of our listeners to continue to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God spoke to her, and she preached.
Yes.
Jesus, he's coming back. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. And once he comes, there will be no more time to repent. Lord, have mercy. Like she said, it's time to get ready now.
Yeah.
That was a judgment message, I tell you, and she preached under the anointing of God, and I enjoyed it all. I could say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, that message is powerful. It's anointed, and Lord knows surely the Lord did speak. Behold, the bride cometh. You know, those wise virgins, they were ready, but the foolish virgins, they were out trying to find somebody that they could buy oil from.
Yeah.
You know, people are the same way. They think they're ready.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They think that perfect church and that they're singing in the choir. And
all right.
They take their lives or whatever. They think they're ready. Oh,
yes.
But when the cry is, hallelujah, and they realize that they don't have enough oil in their land, they're both scrambling trying to find oil, but it'll be too late.
My God.
So we ought to be ready. When the bridegroom cometh, when that call is made, hallelujah, have the oil in your vessel with your lamp. Glory be to God. I tell you, that message is powerful, and it is indeed a judgment message, and I'm stirred up about it.
Yes.
Take this word of God in, and let God fill your lamp, your vessel with oil so you can be ready. Evangelist Cynthia, keep preaching the word of God.
Yes,
let God use you and let him have his way. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. Evangelist Cynthia, would you like to have something to say? I know you were the speaker, but
praise. I just still feel that message.
All right. Thank
you
the
for
Lord.
Using IC Solutions. You may begin speaking now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank the Lord. Would you like to have something to say?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Just continue to pray for me, and you know, continue to pray for the prayer circle that we're having in the jail. That's really it.
Okay, all right. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for Brother Hameen. Praise God. I thank the Lord for somebody having a mind to want to do something for the Lord.
Amen.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Praise God, I tell you. I'm telling you, I feel like preaching myself right now. That soldier.
Go ahead.
Supposed to be soldiers in the army and won't even go out and fight, won't go out and witness, won't go out and do nothing for the Lord. What kind of soldier are you? I tell you, a soldier got to fight. And got to do some work. Praise God. In this army, you got to work. And some are on the front line in the way of harm's way. But we still have to go and fight. We still have to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life. Praise the Lord. If we're not going to fight as the preacher preach, get on out of the ring. Let somebody else go. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for the word of God that came through his angel Cynthia.
All right.
She preached under the anointing. That word of God went out. I'm telling you, it needs to go out some more. I tell you, if she could just get on out, I'm telling you, go from city to city, from state to state, and put the word of God out. That is what is needed in these last and evil days, sitting around in the church for years on end, doing nothing, just testifying, just singing, as the evangelist said, just singing, testify, and feel like you're doing God's will. But that's not all. No, you just doing what you're supposed to do. What thank have you if you just do what you're supposed to do? Glory to God, we got more than that to do. There's a work to be done. There are souls out there that need to be saved, souls that want to make a change, souls that want to change the way that they're living. But we're hiding the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're hiding it. And we need to get out there and tell them so that somebody can come and give their life to the Lord. Praise God. They might not come to your church, but if you could put that word out there, let them get to work wherever they live and wherever they're going. They can find somewhere to get a church that's preaching the word of God, Bible-based church. We don't know. We just have to do our job as the preacher preached and said, do the work of the evangelist and make full proof of thy ministry. Praise God.
Amen.
I tell you, it's time now to put your time in for the Lord and be a witness. He said, you shall be witnesses unto me in Judea, Jerusalem, and to the uttermost parts of the earth, that we should go different places and witness and tell somebody about Jesus. Praise God. You don't have to have no big title. Just be a witness, and God will do the work. Thank God. I thank God for that message on tonight. And I thank God for the prayer. I thank God for everything that he's doing. Praise God. I encourage you to continue to look to the Lord, trust in the Lord, and take his word in so that we can be ready. Praise God. If that's all, we're not going to detain you or hold you up. But we just want to remember to pray for those names that are on our prayer list. And also want to say, if you'd like to get on this broadcast, you can dial in to the Gospel Truth broadcast at 1-605-313-5995 pound. The access code is 5652-166 pound. Feel free to tune in on Tuesday night, which is Oldies but Goodies in the Gospel, and then on Sunday night at 7 p.m. And if you're in the area, the Woodbury area, come on by the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, which is located at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. The services start 12 o'clock on Sundays. And we are expecting to restart our prayer, Lord willing, and we will let you know in the very near future what days we will be having our prayer. Praise God. And Zenith Hameen, if you want to give your information, you can. Or Zenith Khadija.
Pastor B, did you have it pulled up? Yes, real quick here. Yes.
So yeah, for Prayer Works Ministry, Prayer Works Ministry broadcast every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634 or listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry.
Great, Scott. Well, thank the Lord. Is there anything else? If not, this brings the broadcast to a close. And we say God bless you and good night. God bless you, Brother Hamid.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
God bless you, Brother Hamid. I love you.
God bless my mom and the Lord right there.
I love you. I'm still
love
praying
you
for you every day.
Thank
every
you
single day I call your name
thank
out.
You.
It's all right.
Thank
amen
you. I need that. I know I need
yeah
that. And it's helping. It works.
Excuse me.
Thank
the
Lord.
Lord. God bless everyone.
Oh.